Okay, Rebels, I wanted to, today's going to be really easy, nothing too complicated. I wanted to add one or two points to yesterday's shiur and then introduce some interesting Rambams to you. Time permitting, we'll talk about Hasra as well, and then we will wish you all a fantastic Shabbos Kiddush. So I wanted to just, again, at the end of last year, we did it relatively quickly. I wanted to just bring you in a little bit more on this Ritva and the Yesod. And what we saw yesterday is we developed the question, the idea that we have one halacha of Eidus Miuchedes that is presented to us by the Tana, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha tells us that when it comes to even in a case of halva achar halva, where you have eid echad on one halva, eid echad on another halva, they're talking about two separate transactions, they can still be mechayev mamon. Why? Because there is no din of Eidus Miuchedes whatsoever when it comes to Dine Mamonos. And we explained that perhaps that is based on the idea that the Chiyuv is already established from the Maisa Halva itself. The Eidim are just coming to be Mevarer the Chiyuv. And therefore, you can even go ahead and create two Eidim even on two separate Chiyuvim, since as long as they agree on the Chov, that is going to be sufficient. And we explained that according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, there is no din of a kat in Dine Mamonos. You can, as long as they share the same chiv has been established, there is no halach of kat whatsoever. And then Rav Nachman comes along, and Rav Nachman is teaching us that when they're testifying about the same ma'isa, about the very same ma'isa, then you will have a you can have Eidus Miuchedes. They don't see each other. They don't see each other. And their Eidus Miuchedes works. So all the Rishonim ask, once you have Rav Yeshua ben Karcha, why do you need Rav Nachman for? So the Ritva explains that the difference is going to be if Nimsa Echad Mehem Karov Apostle. And he quotes a Ravid, and he says, if in the case of you have two Eidim in two separate windows, they do not see each other, and Nimsa Echad Mehem Karov Apostle, according to Rav Nachman, Eidusam betela, the other eid is going to be considered to be pasul, is going to be batel. Why? Because apparently what we said yesterday is Rav Nachman is contributing an idea over here. He's telling you it's not the pshat, he's not the same halacha of Rav Yeshua ben Karcha. Rav Yeshua ben Karcha says, even in a case of halacha hava, there is no din of a kat in dine mamonos, nikim mechayev mamon, even without being a kat. The force of an eid echad plus the force of an eid echad is mechayev mamon. Whereas comes on Rav Nachman and says, yes, that's true, but there's also a din of a kat. And if they see the same ma'isa, even if they don't see each other, we have what we said yesterday is a relaxed din of a kat, but it is a kat with a nafka mina of nimsa echamim karva pasul. If one is found to be pasul, the other one is going to be batal because there is a shame kat according to Rav Nachman, according to. However, Rav Yoshua ben Karcha, there's no din of a kat. You wouldn't have a halacha of nimsa echad mehem karov upasal. That was, again, what we saw yesterday. That is the Ravid. So I just found a very, very special Me'iri. The Me'iri is found in the sugya Rav Yoshua ben Karcha in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed, where the Me'iri has the following case, which I think illustrates this lumdus in a very, very nice and clear way. Says the Me'iri that if you have an eid echad that comes in to testify and says that Joseph Berg owes Isaac Forgash $100. So what is the halach? In such a case, it's only an Eid Echad. So the Eid Echad can only be Mechayev Shvuah, cannot be Mechayev Mamon. So Joseph denies the claim. He says, it's not true. I don't owe the money. Takes the Shvuah, and he doesn't have to pay. Good. The next day, another Eid Echad, a different Eid Echad, comes along and says, Joey Berg owes Isaac Forgash $100. So the Me'iri says, what do we do now? What do we do now? So Me'iri has the following striking chiddush. He says, well, is the day two, the second Eid Echad, is he referring to the same $100 or a different $100? If he's referring to a different $100, well, Joey makes a shvuah and he's exempt. He doesn't have to pay. But if he's referring to the same $100, now Joey is like choshud al hashvuah. He is, there's something, he's suspected And now the second aide is going to make Joey have to pay. And Joey has to pay. So, Rabosai, what is the clear lumdus of this Meiri? What's the Meiri basically saying? Not basically saying it. Just play it out for me. Pretend I'm an Amoritz. Play it out for me. You're right, but just say it. Say it out. Avi, I'm talking to you.
Service value might think that there's no such thing as cop, but what about this fancy case where right now all we have is one aid?
When
There's
it's,
no other
again,
cop.
Avi, I'm going to walk you through it. Stay with me. When the second aide is talking about a different $100, so Joey takes a shvu and he's potter. Why?
Why? Because that's two completely different cases.
Who's the
What's one and
author?
one?
Who's going to be our, like, who's the author of that case? Who's, like, our posek in that case?
His own
Who's our
opinion.
posek? Who's our rabbi? Who's our
Oh,
tana?
you're saying Rabbi Shimon Karcha from Nazareth,
Yes,
that's your
yes.
father.
That's Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha. According to Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha, there's no cot over here. So therefore, it's an eight echad on the first 100. He took a shvuah, got rid of that. Now there's a new 100, eight echad, take a shvuah, get rid of that. There's no cot. However, case two, who's the author of that case? That's Rav Nachman. What is Rav Nachman Mechadesh? That there's a, if it's in the same case, there's a cot. So that's going to allow the first eight echad to be revived. And now you have two Edom essentially working as a cot. That's going to be Mechayev Mamon. And that exactly is what we said yesterday is the sheet of Rashi. Why now the Gemara can say, yes, from Din of Rav Nachman, now you can transition to the Din of Foshos and make an argument that you have a shame cot to be Matzil, the Edom Zomim, and the Nidon. Okay, that was the completion of yesterday's shiur, but we're not 100% complete yet. I want to then move on to some interesting Rambams. Okay, there's a Rambam which I didn't print out for you, but the Rambam in Hilchos Eidus lays out Perek Dalet Halach Aleph and Beis, lays out all of this entire din of Eidus Miuchedes when it comes to dine Nefashos and exactly how a Tziruf of a Kat works. I want to look at the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Chaf Halach Aleph, a very, very interesting Rambam. So the Rambam here writes, Ein Beis Din Onshin Be'omeid Hadas, which means that Beis Din does not kill as a result of an Omei Das. What does Omei Das mean?
Their impression, their estimation.
Their impression, their estimation. Right, their judgment. No judgment calls. So what? How does that play itself out? So says the Rambam. Ela al pi edim beri'ya brura. You need edim with re'ia brura. I feel ro edim ro divach chavela harvah. Even in a case where they see a guy brandishing a knife, running after a guy into and running after a guy, two agents see it. They run, and then they blink. Then a bird flies in front of their eyes, and now they see a bloody knife in the hands of the horeg and a dead guy who was being chased, and they missed it. They just missed the Maaser Ritzicha, says the Rambam, Ho velo ra'uhu be'eshiko, ein bezin hargan be'edis ze. Bezin cannot kill. I just thought of something very interesting in my estimation. Rabosai. Wow, this is very interesting. Wow. Oh boy. This is going to be really interesting. Gentlemen, how would you say this Rambam that we just learned fits in to what we learned 2 days ago, Rav Moshe's Tshuva by Chol of Yisrael?
Doesn't fit in at all.
Doesn't fit in at all. Who said that? Yeah, Shmuley. Doesn't fit in at all. Because here, what's the Rambam telling you? The Rambam is saying, I didn't see it, but I know, I just blinked. I just missed the Maaser of Ritzicha, but I know it happened. Nevertheless,
for Dina
Nefashos. Yeah, but if Eidus requires, if Yediyah is enough, why not? So that's an interesting Ha'ara. One second, one second, one second, one second. Furthermore, the al ze ukayotze bo nemar, and we have a pasuk, v'noki v'tzadik al taharog. Quotes a pasuk. I don't know what this pasuk has to do with this case. This guy doesn't seem like a noki, doesn't seem like a tzadik, and seems like someone we should kill. But Rambam quotes this pasuk, noki v'tzadik al taharog. V'chein. Then he says another case. Im he'idu olav shnayim she'avar avor zar. Two eidim will testify this guy did avor zar. Zero she'avar es hachama, v'hisruba, v'zero she'avar es halavona, v'hisruba, ein mitztarfin. You have one eid says he worshipped the sun, one eid says he worshipped the moon, they're not mitztarf. Why? Our pasuk. Shneimar, v'noki v'tzadik al tarog. And ho'ol v'yesh tzad l'nakoso, since there is a tzad, to be menakehim, ulioso tzadik, al tehargei. Don't kill him. If there's any way, no one actually saw it, you have edus miyuchedes, anyway, don't kill him. So this is the Rambam, fascinating little Rambam. And the Rambam cites this case of edus miyuchedes. So I asked a few questions. Number one is, Rabosai, if I were to quote a pasuk, to teach me this halacha, that you can't kill when one eight saw him worshiping the moon and the other one saw him worshiping the sun, and I'm going to quote a pasuk to tell me that we're not going to kill him, what pasuk would I quote? Yes, Yosef Avram, what pasuk? Yeah, quote Makas Davav Medbez, Lo Yumas Al Pied Echad. That's what I would quote. After all, that's the pasuk that tells me that Eidus Miuchedes does not work in Dine Nefashos. Yet the Rambam swipes this new pasuk. Noki v'tzadik al taro. Ma kesher. That's like a little off point. Why quote that pasuk? I'll add another question, which is a small question, but I think worthy of bringing up. And that is, why is this Rambam, what is the Rambam doing over here in Hilchos Sanhedrin? I would have put this Rambam where it belongs, at least the second half of the Rambam of Eidus Miuchedes, that's Halach in Hilchos Eidus. And if you look at Hilchos Eidus, Perek Chaf, Halacha, Perek Dalid, I believe, in Hilchos Eidus, that's where the Rambam elaborates. In Perek Dalid, the Rambam elaborates on the rules of Hilchos Eidus and that you can't have Eidus Miuchedes. So why is this Rambam here in Hilchos Sanhedrin and not in Hilchos Eidus, where it belongs? In Hilchos Eidus, he writes, "B'dinei Mavanus, af al pi shero ze achar ze edusa mitztarefes." And in Dinei Nefashos, it's not mitztar. This is a halacha in Hilchos Eidus, not in Hilchos Sanhedrin. So what's it doing over here? Mr. Besharim. Very, very good, William. Very good. In other words, we see what I'd like to posit, and is there are two dinim over here. There's a din of Hilchos Eidus, and then there's a din in Hilchos Sanhedrin, in Hilchos Beis Din. And in order to just develop that a little bit, I want to take a look at another Rambam. Look at the Rambam for a moment in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Chav Dalet Halacha Aleph. Again, we're back in Sanhedrin. And the Rambam writes, if you open up, I'm going to look in the Sefer because I like Svarim, but the Rambam writes, when it comes to Dine Mamonos here, Yesh Ladayan Ladun B'dine Mamonos Al Pi hadvarim shidato notelahem shein emes. V'adavar chazak bilibo shukein. Af api she'ein sham re'ia brura. V'ein sarach lomar mahaya hu yodeh bevadish hadavar kein shudon kefima shiyada. In other words, in dine mamonis, what is the role of the judge? What is the judge supposed to do in judging dine mamonis cases? I don't like the word mediator. I don't like the word mediator. But is he allowed to use his own judgment?
Yes.
Is there room for discretion to say that the way I see it, he's guilty, he's innocent, he owes? Says the Rambam, he's allowed to engage in omed umdun das, his own judgment. And then he gives a number of examples, and then he says at the end, he says at the end of this Rambam, im yoda hadayim, shiz, where am I? One second. Yeah, he says, she'ein adavar masa el libo shel dayim sheyadun kefima sheyira lo shudin emes. Im kein. So now he asks Akasha. If he's just allowed to use his discretion, and that's what dine mamonis is, im kein lama hitzvika torah shnei edim, so then why do you need two edim in dine mamonis? So he says, shebizman sheyavo lifnei hadayim shnei edim yodun al pi edusan af al pi she'ein yodeh im be'emes heyidu ol sheker. In other words, I think what the Rambam is telling you in Hilchos Dine Mamonis is there are two tranches to a Dayan's operation in Dine Mamonis. There is something that I would call the objective tranche, and that's Edim. And if Edim come in, and we don't have any rayas that they're telling the truth, but yes, a Gzeres HaKosuf that tells us that Api Shnayim Edim Yokum Davar, and we can rely on them, and they're and that's one tranche, and that's an objective tranche. And then there is what I will call the subjective discretionary tranche, where the Dayan is allowed to look at it and call it as he sees it. Bamed Dvar Mamurim. That's true when it comes to Dine Mamonis. And once that becomes true in Dine Mamonis, it gives the Dayan a tremendous amount of flexibility. Comes the Rambam and says, and if you look back to the Rambam's Lashon in the beginning in Perek, what is it? Perek Dalid of Hilchos Sanhedrin? No, not Dalid. What's the halacha? In the first halacha that we just read, Sanhedrin Chaf, halacha Aleph. So here the Rambam's language is very striking. In contrast to what we just saw in Dine, in Ein Bezdin Oinshin Ba'oimdan Hadas. There is no such thing as punishment that is discretionary. Once we're in the world of punishment, that second tranche of discretionary does not exist. You need raya brura, you need edus, you need objective. And even if the edim did not see, if the edim did not see the actual piercing of the knife, they blinked at the wrong time, bezin can't kill. Because that already requires a level of discretion that Bezdin is not allowed to operate. Rabosai, why is Halacha in Hilchos Sanhedrin, as Will says correctly? Because this is not a din in Edus. It's a din in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Why does the Rambam quote a different pasuk, V'nochi v'tzadik al tarog, and not the pasuk of Alpi? Shnayim Edim yumas ha'meis, v'lo yumas ha'pei yed echad? Because lo yumas ha'pei yed echad is a Halacha in Edus. In Edus Miuchedes, that Edus cannot, Edus requires two. But you know what? Without this halacha, I might have thought that good, Edus requires two. But can Bezdin Paskin without Edus? Well, they can in Dine Mamonis, so maybe they can in Dine Nefashos. Comes the pasuk and says, V'noki v'tzadik al tarog. Is that you're not, Bezdin cannot operate that way in Dine Nefashos, which comes out, therefore, then he says, and in the Sefer of that Rambam, so when you have Edus Miyuchedes, Yeah, I would have thought that should work in Hilchos. That should be in Hilchos Eidus. But you know what? Do I know, does the Dayan, when he hears this testimony of Eid Echad number one, Eid Echad number two, does he know that this guy's no Beit Avodah Zarah? Does he know? Does he know? Come on, does he know? Of course he knows.
Yeah, he knows.
On Sunday, you know what he worships? The sun. And on Monday, you know what he worships?
The moon.
The moon. Monday is moon day. Sunday is Sunday. He's an idol worshiper. He's an Obed Avodah Zarah. And nevertheless, Bezin knows it. But nevertheless, they can't operate. That's a halacha in Beis Din, not a halacha in what? In Eidus. And that's why the Rambam sets it up like this. Okay, in light of the foregoing, let's just add one last bit of information over here. There is a Gevaldige Rambam, which Dovi Kimmel loves this Rambam. Just going to pull it out for a second. The Rambam is found in Hilchos Ritzicha. Could someone give me the citation, please? Okay, Perek Dalet Halacha Ches of Hilchos Rotzeach. So says the Rambam, Hahoreg Nefashos. V'lo hayu shnei ha'edim roen oso ka'achas. So he's a murderer. He kills. But the two edim didn't see him killing at once. Ela ra'ohu ha'echad acher ha'echad. Edus miyuchedes. Edus miyuchedes. Oh! Shaharag bifnei shnei edim below hasrag. Time out for a second. I want to make 2 points. One I forgot to make earlier, one I just thought of right now. So Rabose, back to the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Why am I not so disturbed by that Rambam and the Chol of Yisrael problem? The Rambam says if the edim missed the knife, they blinked. No, not Dini Momus, Dini Fasho. If they blinked, can they go ahead and put the guy to death?
No.
They can't. So what do we say? Apparently the Rambam rejects this whole idea of Eidei Yedia. You have to have Eidei Re'ia. So L'chore, that's against Rav Moshe's Tshuva. So what's the answer? Yeah, Isaac.
The video camera is considered Re'ia. They're not blinking.
Don't give me video cameras. Stop with video cameras.
Stop.
Okay, mute. Libel.
Would it be the fact that this is talking about specifically killing someone? It's not in a thing of ethos.
Say better. Who am I talking to over here? Say better. I'm giving sheer here. This is like right, connected.
Right. Maybe I have to change my name.
Yeah, Shmuley, go. Shmuley, bring it home.
Is that it's a din in Sanhedrin, there's no room for it. You can't show your own ladder.
This is a din in Sanhedrin. This Rambam is telling you a din in Sanhedrin. Yes, Sanhedrin cannot execute someone without Re'ia. That's a prerequisite. They cannot use Oimei Das. They cannot use their discretion. It has to be a Re'ia Brura. Without Re'ia Brura, they can't kill someone. That's not what we're talking about when it comes to Chol of Yisrael. You want to drink some milk. We're not talking about a mice of Sanhedrin. We're talking about, can you drink the milk? For that, Eidus of Yedia is sufficient. It's very, very good. Yafeh. Excellent, Shmuley. Beautiful. Now, Rabosa, I have a question. It's a silly question. But I want to make a point. It's a silly question. It's pure like, it's a nice idea. I don't know if it's MS. But why did the Rambam Did the Rambam ever envision of a case of Eidus Miuchedes when it comes to Ritzicha? Could he envision such a case?
Yeah, it's in the Gemara.
It's in the Gemara, but more than that, it's in the Gemara. It's in the Rambam. Where is it in the Rambam?
The Ba'as with the Ma'aser Shabbos.
Forget that. The Rambam we just opened up to. The Rambam Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Dalet, Halacha Ches. The Rambam says, if you have a case of Hahoreg Nefashos, and one Eitzua, and then another Eitzua, one aid, then another aid. So the Rambam has this discussion over here. Yes? Again, Perek Dalet Halacha Ches. Hahoreg Nefashos L'Hoyu Shnei Eidim Ro'onoso Ka'achas Ela Ra'oa Echad Achar Ha'Echad. Okay? So the Rambam has a case of Eidus Mi'chedes by Ritzicha. Good? Good, hello? I'm asking a klutz kasha. It's a klutz kasha. But it's a cute klutz kasha. It's not a kasha, but it's a ha'ara. A ha'ara. A little point. Rabbo said, why did the Rambam, when he wanted to bring the point of v'naki v'tzadik al taharog, and he needed to bring a case of Eidus Miuchedes, he brought a case of Avodah Zarah to the moon on one day and to the sun on another day. And why did he not bring a Ritzicha case? Now, it's not a kasha, because he didn't have to bring a Ritzicha case. No, you know, they both work. But why not bring a Ritzicha case? Why bring Avodah Zarah, not Ritzicha? My question I'm asking is, why not Ritzicha? That's a little question. No, it's a question. It's something I have what to say. That's why I'm asking it. Because I have what to say. I'm not saying it's a real kasha, but I have what to say. Moreover, when you look at Perek Dalet Halacha Ches of Hilchos Rotzeach, I have a question for you. I'm not sure the answer here. Is this Rambam telling you Rabbi Yosef ben Karcha's Eidus Miuchedes or Rabbi Nachman's Eidus Miuchedes? Which Eidus Miuchedes is? In Ritzicha, Perek Dalet Halacha Ches. Is it Rabbi Yosef ben Karcha or is it Rabbi Nachman? Yes, and what is going on over here?
So he's saying it's one murder that two different Aiden witnessed.
Do you see that? Do you see that in the words?
When he said in the second one, when he says Osha Har Bifnation Aiden below on trial.
No, that's a different case. I'm talking the first sentence.
So he says Lo Rhino so ke acha. El Ro Achara. I don't know
either. I think you might be able to say either way. I don't think it's compelling. There is a Griz who wanted to medayek from the first two words of the Rambam that it's Rabbi Yosef ben Karcha. What's the diuk?
Because they're not seen as a cop.
No! What's the diuk?
No!
Horeg Nefashos,
plural.
Nefashos! He's a Horeg Nefashos! He's a murderer. He kills many nefashos. Halva achar halva. So the Griz wants to argue this is Rabbi Yosef ben Karcha's Eidus Miuchedes. Could be. On the other hand, ha-horeg nefashos v'lo ha-yu shnei ha-edim ro'en oso ka'achas. That sounds a little bit ela ra'o ha-echad achar ha-echad. I don't know. That sounds a little bit Rav Nachman-esque. I don't know. I don't think it's you have a slam dunk raya either way necessarily, but it's a good deal, interesting deal with the Griz. But here's what I want to say. Why is there no Havamina in the world? Is there a Havamina? Start back up again. Is there a Havamina to say Dayanim can use discretion in Dina Nefashos, a Havamina. Yeah. And therefore, Edus Miuchedes maybe could work, because I know the guys in Oved Avodah Zarah. He worships the moon, he worships the sun, I have an Edecha to this, Edecha to that, I know it. Comes along the Pasuk and says, no, Sanhedrin doesn't operate that way. Is there an argument, a svara, that by Ritzicha of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, there's no Havamina in the world to say Edus Miuchedes should work? Can you argue that by Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha's Ritzicha, there is not even a Havamina to say Edus Miuchedes would work? By Avodah Zarah, there's a Havamina. And you need a Chiddush or a Pasuk. By Ritzicha, not even a Havamina. Will, do you have this, or are you speculating? You have it? You know where I'm going? Okay, I'll be very proud if you do. Go ahead.
Karcha, it's two different times that this guy did this thing, right? So if we're talking about murder, then that means he killed two different people.
Right.
And if this charge of Beis Din, if this main charge of Beis Din is to keep the tzaddik naki, that you can save as many lives as possible.
Stop. You're going good, and now you got me. Rabosa, I want to watch. Yeah. I'll repeat the question, and then we're going to jump right into the answer. Rabosa, I want to suggest, the question I'm asking is as follows. Let's assume, again, in the Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin of the Avodah Zarah case, we are clearly talking about who's Edus Miuchedes. Rabbi Shimon Karcha, Rabbi Nachman.
Rabbi Shimon Karcha.
Right. How do I know that? Yeah, sun, moon. There's two maisim. It's halva achar halva. And the Rambam says, I have a havamina to think maybe Bezin can discretionarily kill the guy. Kamash malan v'nochi v'tzadik al ta'arog. And I asked, why did the Rambam present this case in a case of Avodah Zarah? Why not present the case in a Ritzicha scenario, where we have an Eid Echad that tells me that Reuven killed Shimon on Monday, and another Eid Echad tells me that Reuven killed Levi on Tuesday, so he's a murderer, and maybe Bezin should put him to death. Kamash malam v'nochi v'tzadik al taro. No, I'm saying no Havamina. By Ritzicha, there's not even a Havamina to that effect. What do I want to say? I want to say like this. Again, I'm doing chazar. I'm trying to build ideas in your brains, svaras, that we've seen before. Avodah Zarah is an avera bein hu to hu. Bein Adam lamakom. The claimant, so to speak, is Ribono Shel Olam. When it comes to Ritzicha, you need... Ritzicha is, remember, what parasha is Ritzicha in? Yeah, but which parasha?
Mishpatim.
It's in Parashas Mishpatim. It is the Avia Vos of Nezikin. And therefore, if you have two different Nirtzachim, there's no way in the world you can be Metzarev them to create a Chiv Misa. Because if it was not Vera, that is Bein Adam LaMakom, so good, Hashem is the claimant. But Ritzicha, by definition, demands a two Edim on a single case. It's not a din it's a directed claim. It's a directed action. It's directed to the victim. And if you have two separate victims, So then Bezdin doesn't have a case. There's no case. There's no single case over here. And there's no habamina to say that Bezdin could use their discretion to go ahead and put the guy to death. Because it's like, again, I'm analogizing, we have the contrast between Harug Yatzil and Nirba Yatzil. By Nirba Yatzil, Tosa says that the psul is not a psul of Baldover, because a Nirba is not a Baldover. The Baldover is Ribonoshom. That's not very, very Amamakom. When it comes to Horug Yatzil, the Horug is the Baldover, so you need the Baldover. The Nirtzach is the Baldover, and if you have two Nirtzachim, you don't have it. It's two separate cases. You can't be mitzvah the cases. Okay, last point I want to make today. I'm back in the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzicha, Perek Dalet Halacha Ches, and I guess I'm not going to get to Hasra, which is okay. So Dovi and Avi and Telis were... just couldn't get their arms wrapped around this Rambam, a very amazing Rambam. But the Rambam says, okay, you got this case of Eidus Milchedes by Ritzicha. Okay? Whether it's Rabbi Yishuv ben Karchas or Rabbi Nachman's. Or, two Eidim testify that he killed someone below Hasra. Or, Bezdin knows that he killed someone, but the Eidim got tripped up. Bibidikos. They got tripped up. So Rabosai, does Bezdin know the guy killed someone? He knows. The Bezdin knows. He killed Reuven on Monday, Levi on Tuesday. Bezdin knows. Two agents testified, killed someone, but we didn't give Asra. Does Bezdin know? Bezdin knows. They apply their logic, their discretionary logic, they know. Can Bezdin kill a guy? They can't kill the guy because what? Nokiv Tzadik, Al Tarok. So what do? No problem. Konsin Oso La Kippa. You'll put him in a place called Kippa. Kippa is what we, you and I, would call jail. Umachilim Oso Lechem Tsaru Maim Lachatz. And you give him stale bread and putrid water until his stomach starts churning. And then you give him barley, which is really, really bad to eat when your stomach is churning. And basically, his stomach explodes from the intestinal, shall we say, intestinal destructions that take place. Now, so what's the bottom line? What happened to this fellow? He's dead.
He got fired.
He's dead. Who killed him?
Bezdin killed him.
Did they use their discretion?
Yup.
They used their discretion. So apparently, Bezdin used their discretion. What happened to Vinachi Vitzadik Al Tarok? What happened to that Pasuk? Eidus Miuchedes. And Bezdin figured out a way to use their discretion. What's the pshat over here? Very, very important. And we'll develop this idea in our last year, Maseches Makos. What's going on over here? Yeah, Isaac?
I mean, I don't think this is going to be the right answer, but I don't want to give it anyway.
oh, dear.
It's more like Hashem is killing him, because they're not, like, literally killing him. They're giving something to him that it's only, like,
it's a
drama. Yeah, you said
that. Okay, that you're not wrong. You're right. They're not killing him. They are causing him to die. But what allows them to do that? What's the basis for them to do that? How does this work?
Oh, because Al Karo, it means he shouldn't die. It's not that meaning if Hashem is gonna, if they're innocent, Hashem won't let this happen. Meaning there could be crazy cases where they don't die. But if you hang him, he's gonna die.
Okay.
I think what's happening over here,
and again, we'll have to develop the idea, is Bezdin wears two hats. There are two roles that Bezdin plays. One is a hat and a role that they play as the classic judiciary branch of government, and their rules and regulations, and they're strict and they're tight. and they require to aid him, and no edus miuchedes, and no discretion, and you need hasra, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. But then Bezdin also has...
What is that? That's the technical hat?
That is called Bezdin operating under Torah law. Okay? Then Bezdin has what I will call a different hat that they wear. In the words of the Ran, in the Drashos HaRan, he calls it the hat of a Din Melech. But it's basically a right that Bezdin has to essentially take care of business. That when there's stuff going on, they can pull out the National Guard and take care of business. They have the ability to use discretion and establish law and order. So are they killing? They're not killing the person. This is not Arba Mises Bezdin. They're not killing. They're not operating on Torah law, but they are seeing to it that justice gets done. And this is Bezdin operating with Torah's Melech. There's a very famous Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin. I'll just close with this and I'll take your questions. I'll let you go. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that there was a person riding a horse on Shabbos. And Bezdin basically brought him in and killed him. Now, riding a horse on Shabbos is an Issa Drabana. Issa Drabana. And the Gemara says this was done L'migdar Milsa because Klal Yisrael was weak in Hilchos Shabbos at the time. And therefore, they had to take a stand. They had to make a statement. They had to establish law and order. This is the role, another role that Sanhedrin plays. Many, many will ask on the last sugya in the Masechet, which talks about, in the Perek, which speaks about Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, they never put anyone to death. And Rabbi Gamliel answers to that question, you guys are going to save everyone, you're not going to put everyone to death. 1 in 70 years is going to be a Bezdin Katlonis. How do you run a Bezdin like that? How do you run a country like that? You're going to actually cause more anarchy and more people to die and people to loot and do all these things if you don't set up law and order. So the answer is yes. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon is one tranche, which is Bezdin operating Midine Torah, but there's another tranche that Bezdin has, and then all bets are off. So what I'm suggesting is, and what I'm saying is, in Dini Mominus, part of Din Torah is for Sanhedrin and Bezdin to use discretion. And they also have an Eidus angle, but that's part of Din Torah is that they use discretion. When it comes to Dine Nefashos, the Din Torah is strict rules and regulations of two Eidim, and not Eidei Yediyah, but Eidei Re'iyah, and they have to, and Hasra, etc., etc. But push comes to shove, when things need to be set in order, Bezdin has that power as well. Okay, Rabosai, we'll stop here. Avi and Telus, what do you want to ask? Anyone can drop off if they like.
So we're going to use that shot.